Thing about the Invasion Day, every street in Southend and Lee was absolutely full of soldiers, and they had all sorts of lorries that were towing guns and all sorts of vehicles anyway, and they went out to sea. From this beach you couldn't see Kent at all, because the whole of the estuary was absolutely full of cargo boats. We'd never seen a sight like it. We'd seen the occasional boat out there, but it was absolutely jam-packed. We woke up in the morning and I thought, I'll go down and have another look at all them boats. And everyone had gone. Every single one. The whole Thames had emptied out. And these, I don't know where these troops round the roads and that had gone. I just don't know where they embarked at all, but they had all gone as well.
Southend, 1944. We knew that D-Day was near. The ships were pouring into the river. Look at the figures. January to March, 6,626. April to June, 10,609. July to September, 11,024. There have never been so many ships in London River before. There will never be so many ships in London River again. They anchored them in lines down the middle of the lower reaches. In the North Fleet Hope, in Gravesend Reach, in Sea Reach, one saw an endless forest of ships, transports, hospital ships, landing ships, tankers and barges. On Monday, June 5th, Commodore Champion summoned 89 masters together on Southend Pier, and long conferences were held for each of their respective convoys. There among the cardboard pictures, the banana trees and the tropical blossoms, the Commodore unrolled the map so many longed to see. The map that showed the beaches of Normandy and the way the ships would go from Southend to the Norman shore. They sailed, the first of them at 200 hours on the morning of the 6th of June. The river seemed lonely and dead without those silent shipfuls of soldiers. But on the third morning, the first ships came back at a strong speed with an air of urgency, their pennants streaming bravely in the sun, their sides black with exhaust and explosion. Prisoners below, wounded on their decks. Here they were in London River again, bound for Tilbury or Limehouse, to load their decks with fire and slaughter and cross the Channel again.
We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing.
Our road was only a small road, Launce Crescent, and the majority of the celebration that particular night was going on just around the corner in Rectory Road, and we went up there and just everybody was hugging and kissing and singing and dancing, these that other, and everybody all in a great big, well, you know, you can get a bigger circle, and others on the outside, others on the inside. It was just, you know, we won the war. It was absolutely marvellous.
It was phenomenal. The pubs were open and that you didn't pay for beer, you just went in and grabbed a pint, and the old barman was pulling as fast as ever he could, and people were out in the streets singing and dancing.
Please press this button again to listen to more.